The special state we're in is the state that the Creator arranged for us. Let's move to the study of Ten Sefirot.
Study of the Ten Sefirot.
Volume 1, Part 4.
247. Lean borchim kulam. Kol kach kamut gdola.
Where is everybody running to? So many people. Let's see. So we're continuing the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, Chapter 6, Item 4. Words of the Ari.
Every table needs to say how many people are missing in it. Okay, we'll wait a few more minutes. This is an example where people are in reason and don't want to rise above reason. Because the study is in order to give us the forces above reason. We're not studying in order to know how many angels are in the heavens, what their names are, etc. But in order to raise us to faith above reason. That's what the study exists for. It could be that also, and that's why also during the lesson, during the study, we shouldn't effort to know what's written. But rather effort more for the reforming light. Again, where are we?
So we are reading item 4 in chapter 6.
Okay.
Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 4, Chapter 6, Item 4. Hitpashtut Aleph of Akudim first came out as Nefesh. Know that they all came out as mere Nefesh. This is the meaning of the verse, the Lord is sworn by his soul. Atzilut is Nekudim, as we have said, and that is called Havaya, sworn by he who is greater than him, which is Olam HaKudim, that came out as mere Nefesh. Delve in that and find how deep his thoughts are, as even the highest Olam of HaKudim is merely Bchinat Nefesh. Know that they all came out as mere nefesh. This is the meaning of the verse, the Lord has sworn by his soul. Atzilut is Nikudim, as we have said, and it is called Havaya, sworn by he who is greater than him, which is Olam HaKudim, that came out as mere nefesh. Delve in that and find how deep his thoughts are, as even the highest Olam of HaKudim is merely Bchinat Nefesh.
Let's read below.
Inner Light, Item 30. Here, they all came out as Nefesh. Here, there are three things we must know first. One, in order of the emergence of the Orod, the lights, is that the Tachtonim come first, the lower ones come first. Nefesh comes first in Kli de Keter, and then when Ruach comes to Kli de Keter, Nefesh descends to Kli of Chochmah, and Ruach clothes in Kli of Keter. When Ora Neshama in Kli the Keter, Ruach descends to Kli Chochma, Nefesh to Kli the Bina, and so on. Likewise, until Yechida comes in Kli the Keter and Nefesh in Kli Malchut. 2. The measure of the Or depends on the number of Kelim that the Or has. If it has one Kli, it has only Nefesh. If it has two Kelim, it has two Orot, Nefesh Ruach. Finally, it has five Kelim, and then it has Neran Chai. 3. Each Tachton that travels through the Elyon leaves its Shorosh there. Thus, any Or that comes to Keter but is the Nefesh of that Or. For example, if Nefesh comes to Kli the Keter, it is merely Nefesh the Nefesh. If Ruach comes to Keter, it is merely Nefesh the Ruach. The same applies to Nefesh the Neshama and so on. It is so because it then has but one Kli, which receives only Nefesh. If Ruach comes to Keter and Nefesh descends to Chochmah, you find that she has left her Shorosh in Keter and it shines Bechinat Ruach the Nefesh to her. In that state, Nefesh has two Kelim, Keter and Chochmah, and has Nefesh Ruach the Nefesh. Similarly, when Or HaNeshama reaches Kli the Keter, it is Nefesh the Neshama, because it is a single Kli. Nefesh descends to Bina, and Ruach with the Shorosh the Nefesh, which is Ruach the Nefesh, descends to Kli the Chochmah. Then the Shorosh of Nefesh, which has not departed from the Keter, grows into Neshama the Nefesh. And now Nefesh has Naran. And three Kelim. Ruach has two Kelim. The Shorosh in the Keter is the Ruach of Ruach, and in the Chochmah is Nefesh the Ruach. Neshama is a single Kli, and Nefesh the Neshama. It is the same in all the others until Nefesh comes to Malchut. Then she acquired five Kelim and has Neran Chai the Nefesh. Nefesh from her own place. And Yechida Chayan Neshama Ruach from the Kelim she traveled through. Similarly, when Or HaRuach comes to Keter, it is merely Nefesh the Ruach. Though when it comes to its place, it has Nefesh in its place. And Chai Yechida Chaya Neshama from the three Kelim traveled through, etc. Thus, when all the five Orot of Neran Chai that are in their own place, they are regarded as mere Nefesh. And the rest receive of the Orot from the Kelim that traveled through and left their Shosh there.
Questions? Should we read it again? Please? Opening me again.
Again, opening me, item 30. Relates because that they were all came out as Nefesh alone. We must know three things first. One, the order of the emergence of the Orot is that the Tachtonim come first. Nefesh comes in the Kli the Keter. And when the Or Ruach comes in the Kli the Keter, Nefesh descends to Kli the Chochmah, and Ruach clothes in Kli the Keter. When Or Neshama comes in Kli the Keter, Ruach descends to Kli the Chochmah, Nefesh in Kli the Bina, and so on. Likewise, until Yechida comes in Kli the Keter, and Nefesh in Kli Malchut. 2. The measure of the Or depends on the number of Kelim that the Or has. If it has one Kli, it has only Nefesh. If it has two Kelim, it has only two Orot, Nefesh Ruach. Finally, it has five Kelim, and then it has Neran Chai. 3. Each Tachton that travels through the Elyon leaves its Shorosh there. Thus, any Or that comes to Keter is but the Nefesh of that Or. For example, if Nefesh comes to Kli the Keter, it is merely Nefesh the Nefesh. If Ruach comes to Keter, it is merely Nefesh de Ruach. The same applies to Nefesh de Neshama and so on. It is because it then has but one Kli, which receives only Nefesh. If Ruach comes to Keter and Nefesh descends to Chochmah, you find that she has her Shorosh in Keter and shines B'chinat Ruach de Nefesh to her. In that state, Nefesh has two Kelim, Keter and Chochmah, and has Nefesh Ruach de Nefesh. Similarly, when Or HaNeshama reaches Kli de Keter, it is Nefesh de Neshama, because it has a single Kli. Nefesh descends to Binah, and Ruach, with the Shorosh de Nefesh, which is Ruach de Nefesh, descends to Kli de Chochmah. Then the Shorosh of Nefesh, which has not departed from Keter, grows into Neshama de Nefesh. And now Nefesh has Naran and three Kelim. Ruach has two Kelim. The Shorosh in the Keter is Ruach de Ruach, and in Chochmah is Nefesh de Ruach. Neshama has a single Kli, and Nefesh de Neshama. It is the same in all others until Nefesh came to Malchut. Then she acquired five Kelim and has Naran Chai de Nefesh. Nefesh from her own place, and Yechida Chaya Neshama Ruach from the Kelim she traveled through. Similarly, when Or Ruach comes to Keter, it is merely Nefesh de Ruach. Though when it comes to its place, it has Nefesh in its own place, and Yechida Chaya Neshama from the three Kelim that traveled through it. Similarly, thus, when all five Orot Naran Chai are in their own place, they are regarded as mere Nefesh, and they receive the rest of the Orot from the Kelim that they traveled through and left their Shorosh there. According to what it says here, instead of Yechida Chaya, it should say Chochma Neshama Ruach.
Okay. Yes.
Next. Words of the Ari, item 5. The Kelim came out below upward in Akudim, Kli Malchut first and Keter last. In the opposite of Nikudim, where the Kelim came out from above downward. 5. All the 10 Sfirot came out, but not all of them came out together. First, Bchinat Malchut from Olam HaAkudim came out, the opposite of Olam HaNikudim. Again. All 10 Sfirot came out, but not all of them came out together. First, Bchinat Malchut from Olam HaKudim came out, the opposite of Olam HaNikudim. Six. Malchut first came out in Bchinat Nefesh. Later on, when Yesod came out as Nefesh, Herat Ruach was added from him to Malchut. This Malchut first came out as mere Bchinat Nefesh. For you have in a Sfira that does not have Nefesh Ruach Neshama. However, they did not come out but as mere Nefesh. Thus, Malchut first emerged in Bchinat Nefesh. Then when Bchinat Yesod came out, only Bchinat Nefesh appeared for itself. In the Yesod, but the Hara was added in Malchut, where Bchinat Ruach appeared. Again, number 6. This Malchut first came out as a mere Bchinat Nefesh. For you have in a Sfira that does not have Naran. However, now they did not come out, but as mere Nefesh. Thus, Malchut first emerged in Bchinat Nefesh. Then when Bchinat Yesod came out, only Bchinat Nefesh appeared for itself in the Yesod, but Hara was added to Malchut where Bchinat Ruach appeared. Inner Light 40 regards first Malchut came out as Nefesh, meaning in Olam HaNikudim the Kelim came before the Orot. It is so because the Kelim, Kachab, Zeran, Bin, and Malchut first emerged from the Reshimot de Partzuf Sag. Afterwards, all the Orot came to Keter. He gave Chochma 9 Orot. Chochma gave Bina 8 Orot, etc. And Malchut received her last. However, in Akudim, the Kelim were made by Izdakhut, as in the Izdakhut Bet. When Bchinat Dalet purified first and became Kli Malchut. After that, Bchinat Gimel purified and became Kli for Zeranpin. Thus, Kli Malchut emerged first.
Ot Nun Ktana mityachaset le
Item 15 relates the in Yesod only Nefesh for itself was revealed. Though the Or Yesod is Ruach, it still has only part of Nefesh, the Ruach. Because when each Bchina comes to Keter, she only has Nefesh. Also, each Bchina has but the Nefesh of her own. Of her own bchina in her own place, and gets the rest from the kelim she travels through. Small, the letter 60. When the illumination was added in Malchut and revealed the Ruach, when Ruach is drawn to the degree, she is nimshach in kli the keter, the nefesh descends to kli chokhma, and the shorish that she leaves in keter becomes Ruach the nefesh for her. Ruach has 6 ktsavot, as in regarded Zeranpin. Therefore, Ruach too is divided into 6 degrees, Chagat Nehi. When Yesod comes from Vak de Ruach to Kli de Keter, Nefesh acquires the general Ruach de Nefesh. He says that when Or Yesod came out to Guf, Heara was added in Malchut where Bchinat Ruach appeared. Also, when later on Or Bina came to the Guf, Malchut is found to be receiving Or Neshama from him, and Zeranpin receives only Ruach.
Shilot?
Questions? Yes.
In item 40, it's like 2 ways that vessels are established is depicted. Is that true?
What do you mean to kilim? Kilim are emerged from the clash, the bitush, and is the chut of lights. That's what we learned. Well,
but in the beginning it says that in Olam HaNikudim the vessels came before the lights, because first the Kelim came, Kachab, Zeranpin, and Malchut, in the Reshimot of Partzuf Sag, and then all the Orot came to Keter and Chochma. But then he says, but in Akudim the vessels were made by Izdakhut.
Because in the world of Nikudim we have a lack before the light, and in the world of Akudim the lights are the Malchut of Ein Sof. The lights were ready to clothe in the Kelim. They just weren't ready. The world of Ak is not considered a complete world, because the deficiency wasn't revealed. A Kli is a deficiency. Therefore, when there's no man yet, there's no demand, it's not yet a Kli. That's why only through them we can start to count the matter of kilim.
Roman from Germany is asking, are different vessels different desires or degrees of the same desire?
Yes, but here it's not really talking about a real situation that something similar to us here. Here we're talking about the degrees of the descent of light and kli from above down, and that there's no one that yet that feels that exists with him. These are still like the foundations of nature. Yes.
There's two general questions about the study. Fabrizio from Argentina is asking, what's the difference between studying Zohar or tests?
Different lights, different essence. Zohar is very general. It's equal to every soul. Tas is more directed to the people of a spiritual degree. Yes.
Joseph from California is asking that you told Gershon that once he reaches attainment, it'll happen during tests. Can a person reach that if he's reading in English?
What's the problem in crying over a book in English? I don't know. It seems to me like it doesn't depend on the book or the language. It's not even dependent on... It's an inner impression a person has. Okay, where are we? What a coca?
What does it mean that every lower one that goes through the upper one leaves its sholosh there?
Well, we see how lights expand. Nefesh, nefeshuach, nefeshuach, neshama, and so on. It's considered that it can't spread. It's not like it's through a pipe, something goes through and that's it. Every kli, in every single place, needs to do spiritual work. And then through it, the light goes from above down, let's say. So it does zivugim, it does calculations, and it moves it from above down. That's a spiritual action. Without that, there is no bringing lights. But what is that action of laying its root there? What is that thing that it places its shoresh there? It works with that light and builds a complete partsuf. Every light that goes through some sphira stumbles upon the will to receive, and the enters into action there, and from that we have secondary havayas, additions that are added like that. And that's how the light spreads from above down. It doesn't just kind of like float through the wind, through the air, as it appears to us. It's not like that with us either. We're just not aware of it. Yes? You said now that it moves from above down, and here he writes that when the keter moves, it leads to only having six lights, and this and that, and until it comes to Malchut, and until there's one light. But here it's seemingly different, where the lower one, towards the upper one, leaves its shoresh. Well, that's how we say it, that when it goes through the upper, it's lower, that it's still in the upper. So what gives for every b'chinah to have its light? We come to an igul. Until we evoke a deficiency from below upwards, and we get mud from above down, there are endless man that comes from there. So that's how it is. Okay, but they wouldn't be able to be in the same powers and intensities as far as the work that they do? the work that we just have, let's say in Keter, will it not be able to be in the same intensity that the work in Malchut, because there are certain different quantities of lights there? What makes it so that there are 10 lights and here is one light? Scrutinies, connections. That's how it is. I don't know how to say. The connection between light and Kli depends also on the number of actions that the Kli does with the light. The number of parzufim that are built in the middle. These are scrutinies. Yes? Will there not be able to be 10 lights in Malchut? Why, what do you care about Malchut?
I'm just trying to get the principle. I don't care about Malchut.
The principle is that any light that goes through the Kli builds a whole parzuf there. Because there's no less than 10.
So if a parzuf, a full parzuf is built twice, there's a difference where here it's 8 lights and there it's 9 lights.
Well, it's relative. It's relative, you're right. The fact that we say that there's 8 and here it's 10, it's only in order to compare between them. But it's not that there's 8 and there's 10, it's always 10. In every place. The fact that we're saying that we have 2 lights in Yesod, there's no such thing, 2. It's always 10, but with the intensity of 2, and I don't want to confuse you with that. Okay. Levitch, did you want something?
I wanted to ask what Olam Akudim is.
Akudim is Ak, where everything is in one Kli. There's not many Kilim yet. Akudim, they're concentrated in one. Akudim is Ak, Nikudim is clear, there's a world of Nikudim, and the other ones is already in Abia.
He means all the Partsufim of Ak, right? All of Olamak. Because sometimes he says Olam Akudim, sometimes he just says Akudim.
Akudim is the world of Adam Kadmon, period. More, yes?
In item 4, what we started reading, he says, go deep and see how deep his thoughts were. What is he talking about?
I don't know. I don't know. Deepen into it, and then you'll see. He's impressed by this. We're not so impressed. Well, more? That's it. Who? Yes?
I want to continue, Oren. What does it mean, Malchut, that comes out of Akudim?
I don't know what you mean. Malchut of Akudim is, maybe you're asking about that. Malchut of Akudim is Malchut that doesn't yet divide to all the parts in order to serve the first 9, the string like we have in Nikudim. In Nikudim we have the addition of details, which is that's where there's completely different structure in the world of Nikudim. It's Malchut which rises to Binah, which together with Binah builds itself. Well, the world of Akudim, there is no such thing. We have the first 9, Malchut, and everything is in Malchut. That's why Akud is a Kli of Malchut. And the world of Nikudim is already many Kilim, and therefore a very different Partsuf between Nikudim and Akudim. There are many deficiencies, points that are revealing those desires, then they reveal the attitude towards the reception of the lights between Malchut and Bina. In Akudim, there's no such thing yet. There's just light and Kli. That's it. In Nikudim, there's already starting to be not just light and Kli, but we have Bina and Malchut, the relationship between them, which is expressed as Abba Ve'ima in the world of Nikudim, and then they build truly Patsufim and Shatter and protect them. The style of work in the Partsuf of Akudim and Nikudim are very different. In Nikudim, you have 10 lakhs in a Partsuf relative to the lights in Nikudim. In Akudim, you have one deficiency in Malchut, and that's it. Let's continue. But it's not important what we're reading right now. What's important for us is that we're together and we want the reforming light. That's it. We want salvation. Faith above reason. For that force to come to us.
7. Oroach comes from Vak de Zeranpin. Hence, Ora Ruach began to manifest in Yesod and were completed with the coming of Chesed Zera Anpin. The reason for it is that since Ruach comes from Vak, when Yesod came, Bchinat Ruach began to manifest in Malchut. It is not entirely completed before all the Vak come out, meaning from Yesod to Chesed, at which the time the entire Bchinat Ruach of Malchut is completed. When each of them comes, the tip from Bchinat Ruach appeared in Malchut. As it is written in the Zohar, Parashat Mor. Again, 7. The reason is for it that since Ruach comes from Vak, when Yesod came, Bchinat Ruach began to manifest in Malchut. It is not entirely completed before all the Vak came out, meaning from Yesod to Chesed, at which time the entire Bchinat Ruach of Malchut is completed. When each of them comes, one tip from Bchinat Ruach appeared in Malchut. 70 elaborates on wasn't completed until Vak came out. Zer Anpin is but one Bchina of the above four Bchinot, namely Bchina Gimel. However, it does contain 6 Ktzavot called Chagat Nehi. Thus, Ora Ruach is not completed, but only after its Itlabshut in these 6 Kelim. It is said that the Harat Ruach that Malchut receives from Zer Anpin is not completed before all the 6 Sfirot, all the 6 Ktzavot appear, because then Zer Anpin is completed. 8. Words of the Ari. There are 5 chasadim, chagatna, corresponding to the 5 bchinot kachabtum. Yesod is not an inner chesed, but contains all 5 kelim chagatna. It is already known that Yesod is not part of the Vak, for they are but 5 chasadim from chesed to hod. And the Yesod does not take a particular chesed for itself. Rather, all 5 ktzavot are contained in him. Thus, the general b'china of Ruach is what appeared in Malchut when Yesod came. Yet, when Hod or Netzach came out, or any other sfirot, the actual ktzavot of Ruach appeared in Malchut. Again, It is already known that Yesod is not part of the Vak, for they are but five chasadim from Chesed to Yesod, to Hod. And the Yesod does not take a particular Chesed for himself, rather, all five Ktzavot are contained in him. Thus, the general Bchina of Ruach is what appeared in Malchut when Yesod came. Yet, when Hod or Netzach came out, or any other Sfirot, the actual Ktzavot of Ruach appeared in Malchut. Inner Light, item 80, relates to only five Chasadim from Chesed to Hod. There is an original concept here that we must thoroughly grasp. Indeed, there is no more than five Bchinot in every ten Sfirot. These are the Shorish, called Keter, and the four Bchinot, Chochmah, Binah, Zer'an, Pin, and Malchut. These five Bchinot are contained even in Or Yashar itself, as written in part 1. When we distinguish six Sfirot Chagat Nei here, not because there's any addition here to five Bchinot, but because they are a special discernment of these five Bchinot in terms of their Itkalelut in Zeranpin. The three Sfirot Kachab in Zeranpin are diminished in him into the three Sfirot Chagat. Sfirat Netzach in him is his own. Bchinat Sfirat Hod in him is the Itkalilut of Malchut and Zeranpin. The reason for the double discernment of five Bchinot specifically in Zeranpin is very interesting. The entire Or received in the Partsufim is regarded as two Bchinot, Or Chochmah and Or Chasadim, and the difference between them is indeed great. See part 1, chapter 1. They are also called Or Gar and Or Vak, because Or Chochmah is only distinguished in the three upper Sfirot, Keter, Chochmah, Bina, which are Yechida, Chaya, Neshama. However, in Ruach Nefesh, which are Zeranpin and Malchut, there is merely Or Chasadim, even in Gar. As it is written in the Zohar, the head of the king is corrected in Chesed and Gvura. Since the first three Sfirot Zeranpin Kachab are merely Or Chasadim, we therefore have a special discernment of the first three Bchinot as they are merely Or Chasadim. It therefore turns out that we have two kinds of upper three Bchinot, either from Or Chochmah or from Or Chasadim. When the first three Bchinot are Or Chochmah, they are distinguished by her names, Chochmah, Bina, Keter Chochmah Bina. When they are regarded as Or Chasadim, they are named Chesed Gvura Tiferet, meaning Zeranpin. Thus, once we call five Bchinot Kachab, Zeranpin, and Malchut, when first three are Or Chochmah, and another time we call them Chagatna, or five Chasadim, when the Gar are regarded as mere Or Chasadim. Remember that in all the places. However, these five Chasadim Chagatna are not regarded as five Bchinot of Aviyut like the general five Bchinot. Because Or Chasadim itself is merely Bchina Gimel, called Or Ruach. Hence, there is no difference in the measures of the Aviyut among the six Sfirot Chagat Nehi.
They all belong to one structure until the light goes through. The whole Chagat Nehi, there is like as if it didn't go through. We don't count every Sfira and Zanpin, but rather all the six Sfira together. Next.
90. In inner light. Elaborates on Yesod doesn't take a personal chesed for itself, as there's no more than five prinot here. Indeed, Sfirat Yesod is the third distinction of the five general prinot from the perspective of the itkalelut and the association of Midat Arachamim with the Din. Thus, each one of the five Bchinot Chagatna are in themselves Rachamim and Din. From the perspective of the Rachamim, they are regarded as five Chasadim, and from the perspective of Din, they are called five Gvuot. And in Sfirat Yesod, in the place of the association of Midat Rachamim with the Din, these five Chasadim and five Gvuot are incorporated there, and they are sweetened together. And from here they are poured into the Malchut. That is why it is said that Yesod does not take a particular chesed for itself, but only five Ktzavot are contained in it.
Hala.
Next. Words of the Ari 9. When Yesod the Zer Anpin came out, the general Nefesh the Zer Anpin manifested, and when Hod manifested, the tip of Nefesh Zer Anpin appears, etc., until all the Vav Ktzavot were completed.
We're sitting now trying to operate our minds. It's not going. I can't grasp these things. It's good. This is good if I'm efforting not to understand, but to come to the truly that I will feel, will perceive it, will grasp it in my senses, not with my mind. That's the work. Because in the intellect, it's sometimes you get something, sometimes you don't. It's completely not our work. I want to reveal those actions beside me, inside of me. Please.
Nines of words of the Ari. When Yesod the Zer Anpin came out, the general Nefesh the Zer Anpin manifested. And when Hod manifested, one tip of Nefesh the Zer Anpin appears, etc., until all Vav Ktzavot were completed. All this concerns Bchinat Malchut. However, what concerns the Vav Ktzavot the Zer Anpin is in the following manner. When Yesod emerged, the general Bchinat Five Ktzavot the Zer Anpin manifested only in Bchinat Nefesh. When the Hod comes, the first step of Zer Anpin emerges, and so on until all Vav Ktzavot are completed. Again, all this contains Bchinat Malchut. However, what concerns the Vav Ktzavot, the Zer Anpin, is the following manner. When Yesod emerged, the general Bchinat Vav Ktzavot, the Zer Anpin, manifested only in Bchinat Nefesh. When Hod comes, the first step of Nefesh the Zer Anpin emerges, and so on until all the Vav Ktzavot are completed. 10 the words of the Ari.
Mercy on you. What can we do? Writings of Baal Sulam.
Ma, Shir,
that song.
ודבק לבנו במצוותיך ויחד לבבנו לאהבה וליראה את שמך ולאהבה ודבק בנו במצוותיך.